you just kind of throw it out below consciousness and try to come up with a whopper, good idea, and kill the discussion. I'd rather let it cook a couple of days. We'll probably all learn some. I know the history on the book Alcoholics Anonymous and how they were going to do something or another, and a guy just outrageously badgered them to put in "How does you understand it?" And that finally came down and stood the test of time. This is our book, and we are our members, and I feel that the discussion should go forth, and we'll learn together, co-create. And then when all the dust settles, we'll, have some minutes on this stuff. They'll change the tape for the good part, but you can't win them all. And we'll learn some. And that's what we're here for. And then when we do lay down a track, it'll be a solid track. I think one thing that came up today more than once is that we're not here to redefine or rewrite or create a new program or any of that. We're here to record what works in our areas in a form that will be reasonably acceptable to all areas. If we can do that, even that would be plenty. A lot of little tricks I use, if I'm working with a newcomer, like I'll make up something wild and crazy just to get their attention, and then, or whatever, the spirit reading you say or do, it works. But I mean, how would you write that down? Say something wild. Keep it simple, keep it the basics, recovery, and what really we all can agree on. Anyway, chapter 3 is not present, accounted for yesterday. It was outlined again, looking at the material from other chapters. And we'll ask George. I'll just put that. How about that? 4? Page?
It's at review right now. Dwayne and a couple of them, 3 or 4 of them.
Isn't it second review?
How many pages?
Third review.
It's on 25 pages. Section C through I.
And how many pages was 1 and 2? Anybody recollect?
2 was 13, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I just...
Are you okay?
I just photocopied them this morning.
Huh? You what?
I just photocopied them this morning. I figured I should remember that.
Oh, it's okay with us. 14 or so?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. 5? No, wait, what is this? Where did page go? Tell us more about 4. How does it look? How does it feel?
Well, we've got everything, the how it works section in review. I think we've gone through, 3 pages with, 1 mistake. So it looks like right now it's in final review form. It's good, good work, man. I think we okayed good round.
Well, let's wait.
Wait till it gets back, yeah.
Okay. Lynn?
And on the steps, let me see. I know that Roger T is over there typing on the steps.
We're not here.
He's here now. And that's where the other part of it is. It's been reviewed once, and he's retyping it. Yeah. He's doing a real good job.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to say anything about the material and type?
I just finished step 1 and it really sounds right. I didn't get much typing done because I had to stop reading it over and over. It sounds good.
Why did you stop and read over and over and over again?
Because it was that good.
Well, that's good.
Somebody's already typed a couple of the other steps. They've got typed out of sequence, so I don't know which one's in type.
And saying pages out of order, or?
No, they just, somebody would type a step, you know, or somebody grabbed a step and typed it, whatever. I think they're about half of the time.
Yeah, is there, you know, somebody told me, Joe's mom told me that all of the little balls in all of these machines are typo, which means 10 characters to the inch. And all these machines have a little lever that goes 10 and 12, and that should be on 10 to make good print. Because I don't know why, but I mean, I guess, you know, somebody just likes the number 12 and they go around and do it. But I can tell you, hey, the letters start looking like this, you know. You think, that's a very creative letter style. I haven't seen that one before. You know, you push it to 10.
That's Paige.
Miss, thank you.
I didn't do anything.
I wouldn't.
Y'all ought to know that.
The Spirit moves through us, don't they? That's all.
We want your friends to move through.
I was just thinking about what he said. I just think it's, you know, it's just very true. I'm trying to stay in touch with him. Well, it sounds like these guys are going to, they're not going to expound on this very much, so we'll probably have to go on chapter 5, but I can't wait to see chapter 4 and the view. I think it's grand.
You
want
to sit down?
One thing at a time. If I look a little funny, you know, it's because I went home and I was going to go right to sleep. And then me and Jim talked for a long time. But then Joseph woke up and the phone went ring. And he went like out of sound asleep and went, hello? Yes, that's fine. Oh, yes, right. And we talked.
What?
We walked up and talked to him for a long time. And then Jim finally wised up and pulled a cover over his head. And I got into it with Nolan, and then Joseph flashed up and he crashed out. And then the ride came, we went to lunch, and now we're here.
You mean you kept Nolan up all night?
Huh? Hell no.
No, they worked a number on me.
They worked it.
They had to sleep.
You on night watch all night?
Did Judy get
the phone? I'll have to pray over that. You're supposed to learn from the errors you pass, then you're not doomed to repeat them. I'll have to pray on that. No. Y'all, some of y'all pray for me, too. Of course, I believe Eli would find me in a corner in a little while, too.
No, he probably supposed to. Bo, did Judy get good?
Pardon?
Did Judy get good today?
She sure did. Thank you. That helped. It's good to talk to my babies.
What about Brad?
Doing okay.
Brad, did you?
Yeah. All
right. I told you that they here, they came in with a lot of enthusiasm.
People that weren't here last night, these three guys walked in there, I thought they were three drunks. The college dude come in there and says, that's where you guys are writing a book. Yeah, I think that's the problem. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the look on my face. I said, well, we're here to help.
I can tell they're literature people, though, because not very many folks are that bright and cheerful that kind of morning.
This part of the morning?
Give them a couple of days.
They brought that extra, I really just brought that extra little bit of life into us right now. The right time. That's when they're supposed to come.
We got a good typist coming up from Atlanta today with three other people.
All right.
No,
I had to figure out the big one.
Which, by the way, if anybody needs a bed, I can't.
Your hammock?
Four.
You can't.
Four people.
I might have to sleep in the bed while I'm there.
We are great. Check the time.
We're preparing to do the final deal.
You mean it's typed up in good shape?
Well, see, the fixed stuff was done, right? And it wasn't hardly nothing there, so we decided we didn't need to retype it just to fix it and retype it again. We're going to go over, make sure it's good, and it'll be typed up and ready to go with it, one and two.
Okay. How many pages is that?
Five.
Six.
Six pages. It'll be eight, though, because the first two pages have single print.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to look at it.
There's some good shape.
Yeah.
All right.
Titan panel graph, that's it.
Am I disrupting now?
No, I'm dead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to disrupt.
Okay, how about six? Or how many pages are estimated in chapter 3 right now? I know we're talking about mixing friends and that and the other. How many pages does it look like in chapter 6? How many? 3?
There were 5.
There were only 5. Now chapter 6.
3.5 on what it went out again.
Chapter 6.
6 is arbitrary. Wait for the dollar. I'm waiting for her so she can type it in.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. Yeah, that's the
good goodie. She's probably back
there. She was making some corrections of it last night, I know. She was making some corrections of it last night.
Yeah.
Chapter 4 is almost ready for review.
It is in review.
In review.
I think the way it looks.
You mean final review to get to the stage of chapter 1 and 2 or beyond that?
No, it's in. Well.
It's in the review. After it leaves us, it'll go to typing.
It's in review and it's very good.
Right.
I can check. I can put them. We don't. Clap for the new ones. I'm putting S by these things. In this school, F means final, close to final form. And I've got an F of 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, allowing for the additional 4 traditions coming in. Has anybody here gotten to read that tradition material? Has anybody? I know you have. Anyone else? Were there copies made?
Yeah.
Y'all just been busy with other things.
Where are they?
They're over
here
on this table over here.
Go get them and pass them out. They're tight. You know how y'all know about the 5 hours with the telephone and typewriter? So there's some typos, but that is some good stuff. And I don't know this other stuff. I would sit down and take at least a close look at it about 15 minutes. I mean, it'll help you, I think, to better work.
There's 3 more copies of what we're similar.
Does anybody have those 3 copies? I mean, are they out of circulation?
I got one in here on the table.
Yeah, I got a copy here.
I got it read this morning.
Well, I'm going to restrain myself. I'm so excited about it, I'd like to almost read it out loud now to the whole assembly group.
Thank you.
Exactly. I can't restrain myself. I just strongly recommend reading. And maybe even getting an equivalent of like a reading workshop or something. Just let somebody read it, a bunch of people listen to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about 7?
I'm typing 7. I've got 3 more pages to go.
How many pages would it yield?
It was 17. I think it's going to be about
14. Yeah, 25 and 6 so far, and that's the next steps. So, which that should give us 36 pages. I should say 35 to be conservative. Okay. Hey, what kind of shape is it in? Didn't we hear yesterday that it needs material and one thing about it? Yeah?
I was on one of the people that reviewed it, and I didn't think it needed material. A lot of stuff was cut out, but that was one of the longer chapters anyway. I didn't think it needed material.
Excuse me?
No, if it's Santa Cruz is on the
page. Okay. Oh, wow. Somebody chair this.
Go ahead, Angel.
Take the report.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to present Co-Chairman Landler to your committee.
Yes.
Where did he leave off?
Jack.
Who are you? I'm Hank Pneumatic.
Hi.
God used me as an instrument. Okay, Chapter 8.
Sit tight.
I'm halfway through.
What's material look like? You're asking me.
Type it. It looks good. Sit tight.
Yeah. Halfway through.
Okay, great. How about chapter 9?
We just got through reviewing chapter 9. It's about 30 some odd pages, and I think it sounds great.
Really?
Somebody else is going to review it again, man. And then reviewed and asked the 2 people who haven't looked at it.
What?
It's been
me and Frank are going to review it before it goes back into type again.
Okay.
But me and Frank have not even seen it at all. They've got 2 fresh people on it. We'll be good for it.
Before it goes back into type.
Well, we only got 2 copies.
Extra people.
If we got 3 or 4 extra people that want to look on with us and, start another workshop on that, whatever. If we got extra people, we'll take them.
I think it's really good shape, though.
That should make it a lot easier.
How about chapter 10?
Richard, Gene, and I are we're writing it. Okay, we're taking it from the raw form and putting it, we're making it flow, putting it in good form, and so they have to be as little bent as possible once you get high def.
Okay, so it's in review?
It's in writing. It's editing.
Oh, I see.
It's way back there.
I died.
What do you have to do before you type that up? You need help on your workshop?
It's all.
We've got 3 people working to just to write it out.
Rock review and type is all happening at the same time, so
we're doing all.
It's going to be a shape that comes off the press.
Okay, great.
It'll be all everybody.
Great, go with the flow. Far out. way back there, but progressing rapidly. Chapter 11.
chapter.
You don't have?
Isn't that stories?
Yeah. How's stories coming, Tom?
They're at the same point when I reported it. 4 o'clock this morning, because I've been asleep since.
Did you get through typing that thing that Bo wrote on that brown paper bag?
I couldn't get it deciphered. I asked a few other people what they thought about it.
How about Bo himself?
I just woke up. Okay. I don't think he can read it, but I just woke up.
He wrote his story on a brown paper bag.
That's
all right. He's hardcore, man.
Anyway, now, this is moving 35 miles an hour on a piece of brown paper grocery sack, using a carton of cigarettes as the brace to write against. And it came out beautiful.
All
right.
Okay, so I'm just going to put chapter 11 is stories. And does anybody have a report on how the stories are coming?
Tom does. He reported they're in the minutes.
Is there any other questions?
We're doing we're reviewing chapter 5. It's only like 5 pages or something like that, and so I figured we'd probably finish quicker than anybody. We'd probably go off with a tradition, kind of rotate and read around it, get a copy around from there and stuff like that.
So your workshop's thinking about taking chapter 5 and 6?
Well, we know we're going to review chapter 5, so it seems to be in good form. It's only 5 pages long, so maybe we can knock that out real quick.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a copy of it?
The tradition?
4 or 5? Yeah. 6. Huh? 6. The tradition.
Yeah, we need a copy.
Yeah, I got a copy.
This was handed to me, but I've got one.
Thanks, Gary. I'm Addy.
Hi, Gary.
I was supposed to report back on that person I called yesterday. He said he could print the books. What I want to stress was we need to get on the phones because we need to get some stuff and start printing and get it ready. Money.
What is
I don't know, just enough to start out with, get some stuff going.
What about them?
Don't have to get it all.
Cheap course, is that?
Yeah, a quarter of what we're going to have to pay for it, which is probably.
All right.
So that's on the copies we're going to send out? Poor Al. Yeah? Huh? We got the cost cut 75% on sending the copies of the finished product of this conference on publishing. We got it cut down 75% the cost. Yeah.
The
cost of publishing the final product of this conference has been cut down 75%. So
in other words, it's down to $1,500?
Yeah.
How'd we do it?
We found another publishing printer.
Can he do it in 20 days?
Yeah. He said the sooner we get it to him, the quicker we can get it back to us. So maybe we can get some stuff. He was talking about us bringing, what we had reviewed and finished them and letting them go ahead and start it. You know what I mean? So what we got done, I don't see why we can't just go ahead and get the paper to them, get the ink to them, and get it started. Because the sooner it gets started, the quicker we can finish. I'm ready.
Well, man, that's just a new
agreement. Hey, it's Mike. I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Mike.
Shouldn't we? I don't know how this is planned on being done, but over there on the board, it has a place marked for approved.
Uh-huh.
How is this? What's the? How is this to be approved?
You mean how would you go about marking it on the board or what?
No. How is it going to be approved?
As it gets to that point,
we got a hand up.
Wait to get everything. everything up to the point right before approved, then we're going to go over it as a group, as all of us, to bring it up to approve.
Well, in light of what Gary said, couldn't we take the stuff that's in places where one and two is, and go ahead and do that as a group and approve that, and then go ahead and so we can run copies of it and send a copy to the printer so it can be started? I think there's a lot more needs to be decided about that, like Gary and Ed.
Talk to that guy this morning. That man we talked to yesterday. He said the sooner the better, he'd be glad to do it.
Good idea.
Said we could start out, yeah. We wouldn't have to go over. He said a quarter of the price. I quoted to him $6,000. He said more than likely about a quarter of the cost of who's gonna have to pay for it, what he can do.
Okay,
that's
that.
And like now the question on the floor is how do we get the material approved finally?
So can we the question is really we'd be better put is can we go ahead and approve some of the existing material that's ready for approval so that it can be taken to the printers and go ahead and get it started, because like Gary said, the sooner that we get it to him, the better. And that was the comment that the man made to Gary.
He told me he was going to need some supplies. He made that stress point. He was going to need some supplies.
Like,
you know, some stuff to print with some paper and some stuff like that.
Okay, well.
I think
I'm tired right now. I don't know if I would feel any different if I wasn't tired, but, we've talked some about pulling chapter material from other chapters, and, shuttling that into three. I think that we're going to have to wait until the very end on stories, chapters, and everything. And if at the very end there's any doubt in any of our minds that the material is not complete, then we're still cool. Pick up where we left off in Los Angeles. Let God handle the rest. And then if we feel very good at the end of this conference, then we say, here's the stuff, Mr. Printer, print it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to tell anybody the seriousness of this work. And it's just like a chat 12-step call. One of the biggest ones since Alcoholics Anonymous was written. And you just don't rush things that are important. I mean, we're already moving very quickly, for which I am deeply grateful. But if I was running the tank and we were running wind sprints, I would soon learn that I could run just so fast without falling on my face. Now, I might try to run as fast as I could, but I would not want to fall on my face running full speed. We're going at a fairly good clip now, and if there needs to be some more resolution before a major review copy is published, that will be indicated because we won't feel good enough about the material in terms of finality to publish it. That does not mean the end of the world. That doesn't even necessarily mean it won't be approved in May. But the idea of sending out an incomplete work to all the world make me shiver. I don't wear boots, but it makes me shiver in my shoes. And I don't know, how's the group feel about that? You know, of course, I think we can do it. I've been told we can by this group.
Don't worry, we'll be
right. His first and anyway.
Yeah, I'm Richard. I'm still an addict.
I really
this is kind of a personal thing, but several other people have said something about it before it's all over. I'd like to see it done. I would really like to replace that void in my life that used to be my little black book where I'm using and abusing people, with a little blue book of clean and serene people, and just with addresses and maybe names and maybe numbers of their home meeting or something, so that when I'm out and about and going.
Yeah. Also, Joseph has one of the most complete mailing lists in the world right now.
200 names on it.
And if he don't, Dwayne does. Right.
Yeah, anybody need a copy of
it? World convention.
If I said y'all plan on being there. How many pages estimated number 9?
35 there about.
30
to
35. Wow. Right. That's heavy, man. Number 9?
I might just say something here that they might want to watch more in chapter 9.
Dwayne.
8 and 9, both of them together, were, I think, Philadelphia print, right? Am I not mistaken, Teresa?
I know 8 was. 9 was sent down as, I think.
And what we found in 8, when we first picked it up, was like, how many pages, Linda? Or,
Eight was a...
36
pages, and out of that 36 pages, approximately 24 was all repetitive stuff. Now, even though it sounded good and everything else, it was stuff that we had to cut because it's been used in other places. So you might get somebody who's been working on some of the other chapters when you review that and go over it, because there's a lot of stuff in there that you're not going to be able to use.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
how many pages? 10.
Richard G.
Have you got any estimate of where it's going to wind
it's
up?
Gonna
it's going to be a 5-page or 10-page?
1, 2, 3 right now, we're, I suppose
10.
I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
While we were on that, I'm Steve, I'm at it.
But before you figure out, estimate how many stories and pages and all that stuff right now. Just estimate it. I mean, right after you get done. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to go ahead and say, me and Frank got these copies. Randy volunteered. We need maybe 2 more people. Who's spare to help review that? Who will? Anybody? You want to help be on the card?
Are the 2 people coming?
Yeah, I'm with the
definitely.
Are you on 5? You go ahead and stick with 5. We just need someone that ain't got nothing to do.
5's only got like 6 pages, and they got a lot of people on the room.
Okay. Can you estimate any? I mean, like, is it?
They're closer than I did last night. 12 stories, 50 type pages. That's a rough estimate. Plus, those stories are being solicited over telephone.
I've got one story that I taped last night. It's about 135 feet, which ain't all that long. That's a 60-minute cassette, so it's not half a tape. It's nearly half a tape. It's probably about 20, 25 minutes, but you know it's real tedious to take off a tape recorder. And you got to stop and back. Well, it is for me. It might not be for somebody who can type. I spent 20 hours on a long time. And if we could get some help getting that typed up, we'd appreciate it. Also, I talked to my wife this morning. I've got, I think, 2 stories that we can pick up off the phone and maybe go ahead and get access to Joseph's friend's dictation equipment. He's got something like a dial number and it says it.
Have a thing, leave your message.
And he goes, beep, but it'll record for 3 hours. Yes.
Does that mean we can take stories off the telephone if we need to?
Yes.
Can I just say, Butch L. and Jim S. from AA were here this morning and this afternoon to help out a little bit. They looked through the material and said this book is looking really fine.
Oh, wow.
Just wanted to offer their support.
I think I saw them when I was talking to Mr. Parker, and I hope I wasn't real tired. They had that, like, you know, some just don't even recognize when you look on their face. You know, they get paranoid when I'm talking. But I have to let go of some things. But I'm glad they were greeted and all that. But let me do some quick additions here. Somebody that's got a clearer head than that at the moment. Y'all, who's good with numbers? Got a calculator anywhere? Okay, she's got one. Now see, a long time ago I tried to... Now wait. Now it's bad to let go. Okay, that'll be interesting to find out. It may be a lot less, see, than maybe 250 pages.
It's about 200 pages.
184.
184?
What is it? What you got here, 184.
Total? Well, that's still a lot.
That's a really
solid material.
That's good.
Got room for some more stories?
Is that including
how much is the basic text portion? That'd be at like less 50, right?
Right, 34.
What does that?
134.
Most of this material that's on here is right where it's at, is what it's going to be.
I mean, lengthwise, you know, maybe it'll expand the track a little bit, but lengthwise is where it's at.
What is that?
Figure more for chapter 3. We got 5 for chapter 3. That's going to come out 8, 9, maybe 10 pages.
Okay.
It might be more if anything else than what's there.
Does that include introduction in the story?
No.
It doesn't include introduction, additional stories, or anything. Tom, how did that thing come out?
I could only get halfway through it, and I couldn't read any more writing. I took out 5 words that I couldn't read, and they were key words.
That's good of that.
And I tried to read them, too.
We are ourselves a consciousness zone. Some of these word differentiations, and the best of my memory, there were 2 of them. One was the spiritual, and the other was the, which is called the he, her.
We want hash.
Huh?
We want hash.
Ish.
Hash and here and all that other crap. So everybody can look at it.
What
are these
drugs? I'd like to stick another word in there.
Why don't we go ahead and discuss it. First of all, why don't we do a quick, you know, just brief as you can get it, like flash across our screen statement of what do you think about reference to God, higher power, and Him. That cover most of what needs to be covered.
Can we all give a couple of comments before we start?
I hope we don't complicate this one.
It's going to be complicated. It probably should be. It's important to say let the people have a good feeling down here for it. Go get a cup of coffee. Well, wait till Gina finishes and then get a cup of coffee.
I'm Gina, and I'm definitely an addict. Okay, the way they handle a lot of this in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous is by referring you to the appendix at the end and really expounding on you know, on the spiritual concepts and the fact that it's not any one particular kind of God, I think it would really help for us to have a short appendix, a short but very to the point appendix.
Well, I know that there's people here that are upset about this now, and I want to give a brief statement from everybody about this. And go around to everybody. Well, they may or they may not. Yeah. Let's hear from them in a very brief form, one in order, just all the way around, and no repeat until we get around, no discussion until we get around. Then we'll have a feel for what the group has to say. Then get into
more
details.
Should someone keep a roll on this, like a vote?
No, just a feel for it.
Okay, I'm gonna talk to you.
Hi, Kenny.
I can handle God now, and I think what the importance of hearing from how their perception of God was when they first came in. Kind of see what the average is on that. I can handle God when I first came in.
My name is Frank. I'm an
atheist.
When I got here, I was an atheist, and I liked the way, LBJA, and I liked the way they didn't force it upon me. And I wasn't a Christian, and so I liked the concept of a higher power. But as you know, was saying, I think that can be handled in independence, and in the God of our choosing, whether it's a divine might or higher power or concept. I think something ought to be done with it. I was what you call a cross-cringing. you mentioned spiritual cross, any of those things, and I was cringy, and I reacted to words. And I think it's important that we don't turn anybody off to that concept, just because it is a word.
Right.
I'm Dan, I'm an addict.
And Dan!
And I sort of in the same position this guy here is. I didn't like that. People that talked about God when I first when treatment and got my stuff together a little bit. I like the idea of having higher power, and I like the freedom that gave me, to choose if I wanted to consider the stars and the moon, or if I wanted to just consider the sunlight or whatever. It's just a higher power thing, and it is a very important subject to be discussed. I agree. Now, but it doesn't offend me now, God, I believe in God now. I didn't then. So how power is good now or then, and God is good for right now. So I think you could use higher power, God, Him, and all that stuff.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
I'm Jeff, and I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Jeff.
To me, God is spirituality. It's totally spiritual for me. God appears to me physically, here and here and there and there. These people in the room is God physically. I feel God inside here. And God's work is what I can project and give to others. I like to give God away.
No.
We walk into the door with Narcotics Anonymous, it's not my accident. The power that got us here is the Word of God. By Him opening up the book and seeing the Word of God, I think we're going to take Him back out the door. God's got to do it first. Like when I first came around, and the only reason why I didn't say God the first time when I first came around, because I was scared of death. Hoping somebody else was there. Or like things like you can use the word doorknob or light bulb or higher power, highway patrol, all those things. And the only reason why I went along with that in the beginning was because everybody else was afraid to use the word God. Now you were scared to use the word God. As soon as I heard someone use the word God, it made me a little bit more comfortable, and then I was able to use it. And I don't think we should prolong trying to get into the spirituality program. I really don't believe. I believe God got you here, and you're going to be chased out by seeing the Word of God or the Word of God.
Chris, thank you.
My name's Teresa, I'm an
addict. Hi, Teresa.
Like it's been said before, I like the concept of God as we understand Him, because it does what my personal beliefs are, it does push some people away. Because I remember being in treatment with some people that had been into different things, and the word God just scared the shit out of them, or would just make them run away and not want to even look at the concept, you know. And I'm not against using the word God in our book, because like I think it would be a good idea to have something, maybe something in the steps where it says God as we understand it, to kind of explain it. So I don't see why we can't really use both.
Gina?
Yeah, I already said what I am and who I am. I think I need to remind myself again. I'm Gina, and I am an addict. Okay, the thing is, we just said, like, when I was first coming in here trying to figure out whether I was eating a sandwich or hugging people or listening to things, we were talking about how we were not rewriting the program. We were recording what was already here and, like, you know, sharing our experiences and so on, up to date for where it is right now. And that any real, any revisions that really needed to be made would be happening in the future. When I did a lot of work on chapter 4 on the parts about acceptance and about spiritual indifference and so on, that first introduced a newcomer to the concept of God. And I used the word higher power a lot, but I also used the word God and a lot of other stuff I did. I'm just talking about me. And that's because where I'm coming from, my God concept, I had a real warped, real fucked up God concept. And I'm pretty sure that I wasn't all that much alone in that. But at any rate, so I know that there's a lot of newcomers who feel that way. But I also know that we, in order to, like, stay with avoiding using the word God, and even avoiding using the idea of Him, all the way through the text, we would have to basically rewrite all the 12 steps and all kinds of things that we are not, as this conference, from what I've been told, equipped to do in any way, shape, or form. You know, we're not, it ain't our job, we ain't qualified, we ain't equipped. And I would really love to be so pure that we wouldn't be able to scare any shaking little dope fiends away. But there's no way around it. We're going to scare some of them away. I think the thing that will scare them worse than God will be the thing about abstinence from all drugs.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough out of me.
Thanks, Jim. Lori?
I'm Lori.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they
want
to.
Man,
Ray, drug
addict. All right.
You know, the word of God, I guess when I came across it, you know, I didn't use the God that I know now, you know, but I thought of God just as something that I believed in inside myself. I guess it's, to me, it means the same thing as a higher power. You know, I don't, there's no difference in it to me.
Thanks, Dwayne.
My name's Dwayne, I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Dwayne.
Personally, I'd like to see him called Fred, but okay. The point being, this is a program for people who want it, not for people who need it. And I know when I got here, the first thing I had ever heard on Narcotics Anonymous was the 12-step thing, and right automatically into the third step, the word God is used. But that isn't what kept me coming back, and it wasn't what was going to set me out the door. It was that fellowship and that air around, the idea that the person can keep coming back regardless of what he believes or he doesn't believe. And I don't think it matters what we're talking about.
You think he can take care of that?
If a person's so hung up on the God thing when they first come in, and it sends them back out the door, chances are he wasn't ready for the program anymore. That's my belief. But, you know, like I said, I just call him Fred.
Gordon?
My name's Corey, and I'm an addict. Okay, God and higher power. I like them. When I first came in, I liked higher power because when I read God, I thought I was supposed to turn into some type of Jesus freak. And higher power just hit me different. But I stuck with it, and I found out, you know, I got more into using God. But I liked higher power at first, and then God, you know, was coming in, working his way in.
Thank you.
Mindy? Well, I'm Mindy. I'm a drug addict.
Hi.
Well, I love the word God. I just love it a lot. When I first came into this program, my idea of God was a fucking prick who fucked me over. And I walked into that door, and there he was, and he was helping me. And I just love the word God. I really do. I use it a lot.
My name's Kathy, and I'm a drug addict. For me, to take God out of it, it's like throwing him away completely without him in our book. And I believe that without God, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't have a program. So I think it should stay.
My name's Mike. I'm a drug addict. I really can't see what the question is, because a higher power, definition of higher power would be God. Now, your God might be that brick wall over there, and it might be that chair over there, but it's still a God, and it's still higher power. I think it's synonymous, and it's the same thing. And acceptance of the program is a really, if you don't accept it in one point or another, you're not going to make it. And so, in light of that, I feel like God, higher power, he, she, or it, whatever, it ought to stay.
Hi, Doug.
When I came in, God really turned me off. I didn't like the word. I was really biased against God because it brought up, you know, pictures of religion and judging life and all that stuff. I was heavily biased against when I came in. Higher power is where it was at and still is for me. God's a nice label I can use to mean higher power. We both do that same thing we have. If you're going to use God a lot, I'd like to see really stress, like Gina said, that be whatever you understand it to be. You don't have to use the word God.
Okay. I picked up on a note of Corey here.
Yeah.
Even though I'm tired, I'm grateful that we chose to have consciousness.
My name's Faith, and I'm a drug addict. I used to have a lot of trouble with you know, accepting different stuff. And one of the things was you know, how the masses of the United States would accept Christianity. And I had a guy explain to me that words are just magic that unlock the truth in us. And so, you know, in other words, for the general masses, you know, the Bible means to them something that gives them, you know, it gives them meaning. And for me, you know, my God prefers to remain anonymous. But in my writing, anytime I had to use God or anything like that, I made sure to put God as I understand God, my higher power as I understand Him, or have some reference of that, you know, in somewhere nearby in the pages, so, you know, the person wouldn't open up the book and get some religious connotations, because I don't believe it. You know, it's not a religious program, it's a spiritual program. And I think as long as you cover your ass by saying, as we understand God or higher power. And as far as using Him, you can put a couple of those in there too. You know, what the hell. But it's like, what I'm saying, as long as you don't just say, I think as long as it didn't define down to just one, you know, the HP, as long as it's not the HP straight through the book or God straight through the book, we don't have anything to worry about. We can get a variety, cover our ass, nobody can say anything.
I'm Richard, and I'm a drug addict. I really love God. I love the word. I like the way it sounds. the whole bit. When I first came into recovery, the word God, the word higher power sounded better, but the word God didn't bother me a whole lot, because every time I saw it, the way I saw it was that it was saying I could take God at my pace, and that was okay. You know, now I can take it at his pace, and I'm better. But I like the way, like in the Alcoholics Big Book, the way you're getting both of it. You get like what Paige was saying, you get God here and you get higher power there. You know, when I read higher power, I read God, but if somebody else reads higher power, and someone wants to read something else into it, that should be their business. That should be their God or their higher power or whatever. For it to be both ways, I think, is the only real practical way for me, as well as everybody else that's ever going to read that book. That's the way I feel about it.
And thank you, Linda.
My name's Linda. I'm not calling your name.
Hi, Linda. Talking about, you know, getting some feedback on how people feel about God versus our power and the him pronoun, his will, you know. You got any feelings about that? We're trying to just get around real briefly. This isn't a consciousness session. It's not a meeting.
Hi, Dwight.
As soon as you sit down, thinking of what chapter it relates to, or what part.
The whole book.
The whole book. Oh, I like God. When I first come to the program and I said God, it freaked me out for a minute until I read it. You know, just in the other reading, you get that it's not a religious program, and just by other people talking. When I walked in, I heard people cussing and stuff, and then I heard the word of God, and I knew, you know, in a way, I kind of knew that wasn't religious. They were really saying what they wanted to say, because I went the religious route for 6 or 7 months. I like that.
Jeff? Yeah, my name's Jeff. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Jeff.
I have my own concept of God. I call him Supreme Being. You know, his higher power here, it could be your God, you know, this group is higher power. But God and higher power to me is the same thing, I'm just calling it a different name. And I've always felt comfortable with the word God, it doesn't scare me. I have my own belief, my own conception of God. But, you know, call it as you may, God, higher power, Ishi, Rick. Long you get the word across, and I think people will choose their own belief, you know, whatever they want. I feel comfortable with the word across, so.
My name's Gene. I'm a drug and alcoholic.
Hi, Gene.
I'm glad y'all love God. I really love the word God. You know, I came in here, and the first thing that freaked me out, besides the
God, being Jewish, would y'all say the Lord's Prayer? And I could have run from that, but I didn't run from that, you know? And it really doesn't bother me anymore. I say the Lord's Prayer now, even though I used to go to Catholic school and I never said that thing. Everybody used to stand and I'd be stoned out of my mind and I'd laugh at everybody that was saying it, you know? And I'd just stand there and look around and joke around with all the rest of the Jewish people. None of us would ever say that prayer, but today I say it because it has meaning. And it grew and it took time for it to grow. And it's going to take time for people to understand higher power if it's just higher power written in the book, you know? It takes some kind of progression. And the thing that helped me the most was Joseph told me when I came into this program, he said, throw all your God concepts out the window because that's what's fucked up, you know? It's not the idea of God, it's not the idea of higher power. It's what the fuck I thought it was when I got here, you know? And that's what was messed up. And it wasn't my belief, it was the resentments and all the anger I had for him. And then I read in 12 and 12 where it talked about the spiritual loop or something we jumped through, and that, you know, I took it piecemeal myself, the second step, and it kind of made sense to me. And so I started growing at my own pace, and I started gradually just practicing. Like you were talking about gratitude, you have to practice that. I have to practice my belief in God. And today, God, as I understand, you know, today he's a whole lot different than he was yesterday, and tomorrow hopefully a whole lot different than he is today. Because unless I grow with him, you know, I'm going to die. And I think, you know, last night when I went to bed, I went to bed about 3, and I thought about that, all that shit I blew out last night in that group. And I started thinking about what Jim said about we're going to alienate some people, you know, by saying the word God. And I felt that a little bit, but when Gina started talking about right